It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number three. This is the Ask Ross segment brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com.
I usually have lunch before I come here. Next week? I didn't today. Oh, yes. A couple weeks from now, they're going to be here. Which is awesome.
That means catered lunch.
But usually I eat while I'm driving in downtown here, and I didn't today. So I guess we have to mention them because they're kind of sponsoring
it.
Okay. La, 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 I can't hear you. La, 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 I can't hear you. 409 Tailgate Club is so good. La, 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 I'm not listening.
All right, Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea, we've got your questions. This is go to the Ask Ross tab on our app. Send your question in along with your email, and if your question gets asked by us and Ross answers it and he deems it the number one question of the week, you're going to receive a tailgate box courtesy of the guys at 409tailgateclub.com. You get various rubs, sauces, and a tailgate with honor apron. All right, Ross, I got six of them highlighted this week. Are you ready?
I am ready.
This comes from Joe in Hollidaysburg. Who currently on Penn State's roster gets drafted earlier than Troy Apke?
So it's like the 10th pick in the fourth round.
Yeah, we kind of talked about it on Tucker's tape.
This guy's asking a number, though. He's saying earlier. So that would be...
Yeah, I right now I would say... I don't know. I guess I'll go Juwan Johnson. He might be the only one.
I'm going to say Sharif. I believe in Sharif Miller. I'm going to say Sharif Miller, if he has a big year.
My issue with Sharif is that they have so many good DNs, and they're going to rotate so much. I wonder if he has the year that he needs to have.
But, I mean, if he does come out and he has a solid year and he tests well, I think they'll do – because look at Ohio State.
I think Juwan Johnson and Sharif Miller look like they could be second or third round picks. Maybe Amani.
Amanio.
Amani Arawarie.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's go on to Jeff in Mount Joy. He says, hey, Ross, with Barkley gone and an improved offensive line, and he put improved in quotation.
Yes, I'm glad he did. Jeff, you got a shot just for doing that. Because last year we thought they'd be improved, and they took a step back. And it really, you know, I was thinking about it. They lost the Ohio State game because Ohio State was better than them up front, both sides of the ball.
Correct.
That's why they lost that. And Michigan State to some extent, too.
Yeah, I think that Michigan State was more of a one-armed bandit. That Lewicki, he just shredded their secondary and had a career day on one day. But
their NFL secondary.
Yes.
The entire secondary went to the NFL. And they were going against like true freshman receivers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Belton Davis, the third or the second.
Yes.
He's a good player.
He is a good player. Anyway, with the improved offensive line and Barkley gone, do you see the offense being a more balanced attack with a consistent running game and Sanders possibly having a big year with teams not able to drop an extra guy in the box to key on Barkley? Love the show. Keep it up.
That's a pretty good question.
Jeff and Mount Joy.
I mean, it was pretty balanced last year, right?
I thought it was actually really balanced last year. So, because they went out of their way to not give the ball to Barkley in some games.
I changed my mind, Jeff. It's a terrible question. They were balanced last year, so how can they be more balanced this year? They were already balanced last year. Terrible, Jeff. No, I'm just kidding. If anything,
they might force feed Juwan the ball till they get some guys they can trust, especially if they don't figure out tight end, right? I mean, who are you going to throw it to?
Honestly, I think it ends up being about the same as last year.
You think it's the same as last
year? Yeah, I think it's about the same as last
year. All right, Jeff, you were good out of the gate, but, man, you lost steam.
We like the quotation marks.
We like the improved O-line quotation marks, but the more we thought about your question, the more we hated it.
Based on 17, just to spin off real quick, Ross, what's the odds that you say the offensive line in what you're looking for them to improve?
Is this an Andy Shea question or is this a new question?
I'm just spinning off.
Are you trying to win the 409 Tailgate Club?
He is ineligible.
Why are you? You don't get to ask questions. Right. We're trying to get to more questions.
It was a good follow-up question.
I think there's a good chance that the offensive line's improved, but I'll also believe it when I see it. Let's see how many people they move around.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised by the time the first game comes, Mennett's at center, McGovern's at right guard. I mean, the musical chairs James thing, it has to stop. The musical chairs has to stop.
It has to stop. The tinkering. All right, let's move on with the listener questions and your answers, Ross. I'm sorry. Dave from Milwaukee. Hey, Ross, here's a question for the slow football days in May. Who scores more points for Penn State in 18? Justin Shorter or Jake Pinniger?
I like that question. I like that question.
Yeah. Thank you. Well,
I don't know. Who's going to be the kicker, Bob? Is it going to be Pinniger, or you think it'll be Gillikin?
I think it's going to be Gillikin. Even though James doesn't want it to be Gillikin, I think it's going to be Gillikin. He's my leader in the clubhouse. This kicker.
Let me ask you this. If you're Gillikin, right? This is a good question.
Is this you asking Bob and I a question?
No. I'm turning. Good job,
Ross.
Andy. Good job,
Ross,
Andy.
You're ineligible.
Yeah, and I'm getting 492 at club in a couple weeks. So, but I am turning his interesting question into an even better question.
Okay.
Which is, if you're Blake Gillikin, what is the upside of being the kicker this year? No NFL team is going to have one guy do both. Mm-hmm. No NFL team is going to say, well, he kicked two. And it's hard to imagine that his punting wouldn't suffer at least a little bit. It's not going to help his punting. There's not a lot of incentive other than to help the team. You're the best man for the job.
Yeah, all I can tell you is what I saw before the blue-white game. He was clearly their best kicking option.
Really?
Yeah, the Landis kid was struggling with consistency. He's the preferred walk-on, I think, from Emmaus. Pinniger might be good, but he's got a really short time to prove himself. They're going to have to – that's going to be a big test. If you're James, you need to know. Because if you don't think it's going to be Pinniger, you have to get Gillikin prepared for doing both. I mean, I think Anthony Farrah did it like 5 or 6 years ago. And it's not hard, but James doesn't want to do it.
James
so he's got to talk himself into doing it. I would go with – personally, I think Shorter has a chance to score 4 or 5 touchdowns this year.
I'll go Shorter as well.
You go Shorter as well. Here's the two biggest questions in my mind heading into
That's
fall.
A good question, though. He gets style points.
I like that. I like the thought
That was
process.
A really good question.
Believe it or not, tight end and kicker are the two sort of biggest things that stand out to me as the two biggest sore spots heading into fall camp.
A middle linebacker.
On offense. Or just on the whole team?
Just on the whole team. Yeah,
I can see that.
From what I saw in the spring game, I'm not – there are the concerns about
linebacker. They'll be okay at linebacker.
Yeah, they'll be okay.
They'll be okay at D-tackle.
But I'm just
– tight end and kicker has the potential to be a disaster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, you're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and this Ask Ross segment is being brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Go to their website, 409tailgateclub.com. You can get their rubs, their sauces, if you have catering needs for barbecue – you can get chicken, ribs, pulled pork, pulled chicken.
Ross hasn't eaten yet, so you might want to just.
That's why I was kind of.
I was totally zoned out looking at my phone so that I didn't get Pavlov's dog thing going in my jowls.
The Homer Simpson
right now
over here.
By the way, what is a jowl? Is that a real word?
Yeah, it's like I think it's the thing under your neck.
But is that's like a real thing?
I know on a pig you get pig jowls. You can eat those.
Jowls?
We're off the rails, people.
All right, we're off the rails. All right, your questions. This comes from Ryan in State College. He says, Ross, rank the top three reasons you think recruits choose Penn State.
Number one would be big. I would say for a lot of them, it is the closest big-time top 10 caliber football program.
Okay.
So if you look at like Jersey, Maryland, Northern Virginia, it's the closest 100,000 seat stadium big-time college football atmosphere.
That's number one.
I think the tradition is a big one. I think the pride, the tradition, the history. And I would say number three now is what they've done recently.
Development.
You know, development and just their recent success would be the three, in order probably.
All right.
I think the allure of playing in a whiteout crowd, 100,000 people, you know, I mean, the schedule's always going to be good with them playing in the Big Ten East.
Right.
All of it, I think, is a great selling point.
Yeah, I mean, you get to play, you're guaranteed to play Ohio State and Michigan every year. And in the Big Ten East. How bad is that for a team that's already part of that conversation? All right, this question comes from Chris in Hockey Valley. I don't know where that is. The game of college football has changed over the past decade. One of the big examples is you no longer see a fullback.
Hold on a second. Okay. You do know he's from Happy Valley, but was calling it Hockey Valley because he likes the Penn State hockey team, right?
Now I got it.
Okay, yeah, okay. Because yeah, yeah. I thought you were just like joking and being like, it's not Hockey Valley, it's Happy Valley.
No, I didn't.
It's Football Valley. It's not really Hockey Valley.
I didn't.
But then the more I thought, no, he really just doesn't get it.
No, I'll be brutally honest. I didn't put one and one together.
I will give you points for your honesty.
Yeah, I did not.
That's the military background.
I'm a huge hockey fan.
Yeah.
Ross, I was just surprised you didn't say one of the top three reasons that recruits come to Penn State is if you do come to Penn State, then you get to listen to the Keystone Sports.
I like that, Bob. And they can do that at KeystonesportsNetwork.com on the Keystone Sports app.
Yeah.
That's a good point, Bob. See, Bob's got it.
All right, Chris.
When are you going to figure it out, Andy? Bob's got it.
In Hockey Valley or State College, the game of football has changed over the past decade. An example is you no longer see a fullback as part of the offense. That's just one. What's the next innovation you see happening in football?
I think you touched on it a couple weeks ago, but you said something I thought that made a lot of sense. You were talking about the Princeton offense.
Multiple quarterbacks on the field at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
That was one of the things he...
Where was that? Who's that guy? He's from Hockey Valley?
Hockey Valley. That's Chris in Hockey Valley.
I think that might be the best question so far. What was the other one I liked?
Pinniger versus Shorter.
Yeah.
Pinniger versus Shorter.
In Milwaukee. Yeah.
Yep.
Those are both good questions. Really good questions. So, I would say the multiple quarterback thing.
All right, quickly, Steven Lansdowne. The offensive play has been rough in recent years. There were some big expectations in 2017 that they did not live up to. Given that the O-line recruiting and talent has gotten better, the elephant in the room is coaching. Do you think Matt Linegrover is the right guy at Penn State?
I think I will have a definitive response to that after this season.
You need one more. You need
stop
one more
switching
year.
Well, around.
I mean, his first year,
yeah.
I thought he was a wonder maker, right? And I think you didn't know how much credit to give him versus Moorhead or whatever, right? I think last year they took a step back. And they had everybody back. There's no reason, except for Brian Gaia, there's no reason that they should have taken a step back last year. And that's a reflection on the coach. And I think it's a reflection on too much tinkering, too much moving guys around. I think if they had Mann at left tackle, Bates at left guard, even if you want to have McGovern at center, that's fine. But I think guys truly become experts at anything if they work on it. Let's give it to Milwaukee. Let's give it to Pinniger versus Shorter. I like that question.
Yeah. All right, Dave in Milwaukee, 409 tailgate boxes. You're headed your way. All right, quarter number four is coming up. Stick with us. We'll finish strong.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all-you-can-eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.